Life Audio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Sparkle Speak. I'm your host, Catherine, and today we have on our very special guest, Jenna Wilson. Jenna grew up in the Metro Detroit area. She played volleyball at Central Michigan University. She's currently a mom of two young kids, and she's helping to launch a church with her husband and another couple. It's called Living Army, and we talk a little bit about that in the episode. We start out talking about Jenna's personal faith journey, and then towards the end of the recording, Jenna walks us through something called the listening prayer. You may not have heard of this before. I know I haven't, but it's this really simple yet effective way of speaking to God and allowing Him to heal broken and unexplored parts of ourselves. I know you're going to love hearing from Jenna, and I started us out kind of after we had been talking for a while, so it sounds abrupt, but I was trying to make this short and doable to listen to. So I hope you enjoy after a few words from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Yeah, but why don't you tell us, like, when you first started identifying yourself as a Christian, or like, how did you come to know God in the first place?
Yeah, so I always grew up believing in God. My my family, just, we never really went to church like on a regular, we weren't like the normal churchgoers every Sunday. We'd go for like the holidays, but we just never made it a priority. But I mean, I grew up in a great family, great home. I would say that I really first started identifying as a Christian when I gave my life to Jesus, which was in 2012. So I really came to know Him. I came to know God more in college. So I went to Central Michigan University and I played volleyball there. So it was pretty cool. We had I'm sure you're familiar with FCA. Fellowship of Christian Athletes would meet on campus, and a girl on my team was going there a lot, and I was like, yeah, like I'll check it out. What really led me was this. I was just in a really unhealthy, like empty dating relationship that was kind of like stringing along from high school, and it just became like such a focus in my life. Like I was running after, you know, bringing glory to like my boyfriend and what I could do to him and how I could serve him. And at the end of the day, it's like, it was never going to be good enough, you know? And so I think I just hit like a rock bottom in that relationship. And I was just like, there has to be more. And I was doing it in other like relationships in my life, you know, just trying to really just serve man, serve people in my life. And I mean, it's just like, it just gets to be exhausting, you know, with obviously Jesus's love is constant. And I mean, He's never going to let you down. So, so I think for sure my relationship, that was the highlight there. And then the FCA group, they put on this, it was called Fields of Faith. And it was a big gathering that anybody could come to that would meet on the football field in Mount Pleasant. So what was cool about it is that everybody that was talking that night gave like just a short testimony. And I like really, I just really love hearing people's stories. That's just like a really big part of how I connect with God, I guess. So this podcast is awesome because it's just celebrating everybody's, you know, relationship to Jesus and really how God's impacted their life. So it's so cool that you're doing this. And yeah, so really there were just people sharing their testimony, and I was just like sitting there just in my low of lows, what felt like, and listening to these stories really just like come alive of like, oh my gosh, like God is just has impacted these people, you know? And and you know what, like, it's just His Spirit just like hit me, and it was like, I just knew like, this is what was missing in my life. You know, I just wanted what these people were sensing and feeling and finding. So I that night I actually went back to my apartment, and I just got on my knees and surrendered my life to Jesus. So I was just kind of like, you know what? I know there's more for me, God, and I trust you. And Matthew 10:39 is a verse that I kind of hold on to with my testimony. It's if you cling to your life, you'll lose it, and if you give me your life, you will find it. And that's really my testimony. I mean, I was just grabbing onto anything in my life that was love and acceptance, you know, and mm-hmm. not knowing that it was all going to be from God. So yeah, so that's how I would say my whole getting to know God kind of took part there.
Yeah, that's awesome. And like, how would you say like that, like knowing, like giving your life to God and like losing it, you know, quote unquote, like from the scripture, yeah. like giving it away. Like, how did that kind of like satisfy your search for love? Like, what was that difference in God's love versus like love from people, would you say?
Yeah, you know, I think I just kept holding on to that, like, He's creator, like He created me, you know, like all these other things in life are just perishing, and you know, they don't know like the depth of me. So like my creator, just I guess just like feeling the depths of love from who created you was just in my mind what clicked for me. And it was funny because, you know, the year before I was on a bus van going down to Panama City spring break for just a college, you know, spring break. That's craziness. And then literally that next year I was on a bus going down to Panama, but it was for a mission trip. So it was just like, and I think the timing of it was like almost to the month different. And I just remember that bus ride going down for the mission trip, just thinking like, that is nuts, like how much God has just rocked my world. I just felt so sure and just like filled with so much joy, I guess, that I just like dove right into like mission trips and anything I could really do to just start like exploring, you know, His kingdom and just more of what He has for me. So
yeah, that's so powerful. I love what you shared about like Him being creator. He just loves us so much more than like anyone ever could. And it's hard to even wrap your brain around it. But I love that clicked for you, because yeah, that just gave me chills just being reminded of that too. Yeah. So like, what experiences have you had kind of along the way that have like helped shape or change your view of God? Or have there been like significant seasons or moments of life that have really like defined your faith journey?
Yeah, you know, I would say when my husband Cody and I got married, we were married for a few years, and we started really diving deep into like this listening prayer, like healing prayer kind of dialogue with God. And it was really cool. We went down to Texas and like did this training on how to really walk yourself through it and walk other people through it. And I mean, it's the simplest thing, and it's just rocks your world so much. I mean, it's literally just talking to God constantly about anything that He brings to your head, like problems you're having or what you're going to do that day. It's just, it was a super powerful training of just like sitting with Holy Spirit and really just, what do you want me to know, God? Or, and Jesus taking you back to, you know, childhood memories, maybe of where that belief in yourself started, and then just kind of bringing God into where those wrong belief systems came from. And it probably sounds like super in depth, but I guess, yeah, that was a big step in my relationship with God, just of like, wow, like he's talking all the time. Like I can hear him all the time if I can just still myself. And that was a big part of just my relationship with Jesus that I feel like has been constant. I mean, I've used stuff from that training since that had to be like 6 or 7 years ago. So that was really cool. We went to a ministry school out in California that stretched us a little bit, because I grew up in Clarkston and my husband grew up in Rochester. So we've really been in the same area since. So 4 years after we got married, we went out to this ministry school, and it was pretty cool. They had all the students assigned to community, like basically community service, just giving back to the community, which was a lot of students. So it was pretty cool, like how much it could help the community out. And our assignment was, it was called Thursday Night Strike. So every Thursday we would go out and we would just evangelize to just like the streets or stores or anything.
Wow.
In Redding, California. And that stretched me for sure. I think just getting creative on how to share your faith and really just running at your fear of like, oh my gosh, what am I saying to this person right now? But it ended up being really cool. And I feel like that's something that's been just really powerful in just having conversations about Jesus just when you're out and about, you know, that for sure stretched me. So that was super cool.
Yeah. I mean, both those experiences seem so life-changing. Like just when you're devoting literally your full attention at learning how to get closer to God and also bring other people closer to God. I mean, it's such a cool transformation period of time. And so I love that like you shared both of those things. And I like what you said too about the listening prayer, how you said it sounds super in depth, but really it's super simple. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so God, because he is such a thorough God. Like he heals us so deeply and so thoroughly, but oftentimes very simply at the same time, because he's capable of that. And it's so mind-blowing, because it's like, how is that even possible? How can something be right, so deep and like impactful, but also not take very much effort at the same time? You know? Yeah,
totally. Totally. Yeah. It's really fun. I feel like it makes it so fun too, to just be able to do that with, you know, your other believers in Christ, and just to let's just sit and let's ask God what he wants us to know about this. You know, I mean, I don't come home, because I'm at home with my beautiful children, but when my husband gets home, he'll, you know, and I'm just explaining something hard, and it's just as easy as like, well, like, did you ask God? Like, let's ask Jesus what he wants you to know about that, you know? And mm-hmm. I mean, other than the chaos that's happening around me with my 2-year-old and 4-year-old, you can still try to find a little glimpse of, okay, like, and I would say, you know, just being in motherhood, it's definitely, I've learned and adapted to just be way more on the go and hearing him in different mm-hmm. ways, not always getting my quiet time like I, you know, had before the kids. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun stuff, just dialoguing with Jesus. So
totally. And it is so simple. I like that you gave that example of like, hey, here's this hard problem. Like, did you ask God about it? Cause sometimes we don't. And so that's a really good reminder. It's funny because what you said about motherhood too, because the other day my son was like upset about something or something was going on. I can't really remember. And I remember just being like, all right, bud, we're going to pray. Like, let's talk to Jesus about this, because I didn't have the answers. And I was like, okay, what do I do when I don't have the answers? I go to God. So I tried to invite him into it. And he's like, no, I don't want to pray. And I was like, okay, well, mommy wants to. So mommy's going to pray anyway. But it was so just cute. One of those moments where I was like trying and it was like just not happening. And I was like, well, whatever, we're going to do it anyway.
No, that's so good though, that he sees you like modeling that. And that's so powerful. That's really cool.
Yeah. But motherhood, it's full of opportunities to get creative. That's for sure.
Totally. When I was reading this question, I was like, honestly, I feel like my experiences before kids feel so like slim to nothing after motherhood. I just feel like motherhood is just, oh man, it's just been a lot. It's been so many emotions, and it just feels like that's been the biggest experience in my life yet, you know, just having kids to unconditional love, and they're not responsible for my feelings, but it's like, it's hard.
It stretches you so much. And yeah, it's tough, like handing over this being that you love so much over to God too, because you don't have control over everything, and you know that God does. So it's just definitely a journey learning what that looks like to surrender.
Yes.
All of that.
Yes, it really has been. It's been really fun though. I do some kids ministry stuff with the church we've started called Living Army. And it's been fun to be around the kids. It's like, it's so humbling when you just pray with kids. And I've done a little bit of, you know, let's ask Jesus, like, what he wants to know about that with them. And it's so cute and sweet and honestly inspiring to just hear of what they're hearing and picturing in their heads. Like, it's just really encouraging and makes me feel like, okay, I'm gonna keep running at this with my kids and just keep developing them and just pointing them to Jesus, you know.
Hey everyone, we're gonna take a quick break, and after that we'll be back to hear more from Jenna. Yeah, I love that. And actually, since you mentioned it too, like, do you wanna talk a little bit about Living Army, the church that you helped start, and kind of like just tell us a little bit about it and like maybe how it kind of started?
Yeah. Yeah, that would probably be another big experience just in this last season of how it's, you know, shaped my view of God too, of just like how much God's shown up and provided. My husband and I, and then our friends, the Gardners, so Brady and Olivia Gardner, they're awesome couple who has two kids, actually the same ages as my our kids, which is fun because we're literally in the same boat of craziness and so much fun. So yeah, Living Army is a church that meets in downtown Lake Orion on Sundays evenings, and it really started out to be like a prayer house, and it is still a prayer house that has prayer sets, prayer times all throughout the week, with mostly live worship, and people can kind of just come and get prayer or just sit with Jesus, journal, worship. Really, it's just, we wanted to create a space for people to just come and like sit in God's presence and just still themselves. So the prayer house is a big piece of Living Army. And then we have our Sunday night just church service. And then we have some worship nights, and we just did an album recording a couple months ago. And there's just, there's a lot going on. It's busy. It's super fun. And it's been a really fun journey to be on. It's coming up on 2 years, I think. So we're currently wanting a bigger space, moving to a building just to kind of work out some more, you know, to accommodate more people and be able to put on some more stuff. So that's Living Army Ministry.
Yeah. It's really cool. I've been to a few like women's events myself, and they've always been like very, very incredible. And just you just walk away just feeling encouraged and
Oh,
connected.
definitely.
And so I've really enjoyed it. And I hear, I mean, I have never been to the prayer house portion of things, but I've heard several stories of people being like, yeah, I just went to, the prayer hour and I heard so much from God in that time or whatever. So I know it's a
Great.
really like great ministry that you guys are doing, and I'll put the website in the show notes too. So if anyone wants to like look into it, they can find the information there. But yeah, I think it's really cool that you guys are doing that, and
Thanks. Yeah, it's turned into some people just that work in downtown Lake Orion, they'll just like have a break and they'll pop in to the prayer house. So it's cool that it's actually affecting the community in that way, because that's really what we felt like God wanted to create, just like a safe haven, safe house place for people to just kind of come and be. So,
Yeah, and I like that it doesn't feel like a traditional church necessarily. Like it does, but at the same time, I feel like it's not so much about the church itself as it is just about Jesus and connecting to him. And that's
yeah.
something I really take away from it. I don't know if you guys like intended it to be that way necessarily, but that's kind of my vibe I get from it, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess just kind of as we like wrap up here, do you have a favorite verse or something that you've been learning lately that you can share with us?
Right now I feel like my prayer time is just, I feel like God's just inviting me to just really be persistent in more of my prayers. I think if I'm being honest, there's been prayers that I've feel like I've just waited for a while, or just I've just kind of stopped asking for. It's like I feel like he's just shown me in that, like I'm forgetting who he is, I'm forgetting like the identity of God. It's like he's a way maker, he keeps his promises, like he's faithful. And it's just like, I mean, it's all over the map. Like my kids sleeping through the night, and my people in my life to know Jesus. And so I think in those things, I mean, I've just went to him and just being honest and just said, Jesus, I just feel like I've just been praying this for a while, and I'm just feeling discouraged. So this I mean just the scripture I right now I feel like is just Ephesians 6:18 of praying the Spirit at all times, on every occasion, and stay alert, just being persistent in your prayers. So I think I just am just kind of holding on to that scripture, and just bringing myself back to, the identity of God and who he is, knowing that he'll make a way, and like he's faithful. So
Amen. That is good. That's really good. I love that scripture. I'm glad you like brought that up because it is a really powerful one. And this might put you on the spot a little bit, but since you mentioned it earlier, I am always like trying to give our listeners like some good takeaway or like something that they can like directly apply. And
yeah.
so you mentioned earlier like the healing prayer that you take people through. Is there like anything that like just quickly you could like kind of share for someone who maybe was interested in like looking into that or maybe even just trying something today in prayer?
Yeah, I mean, it's super simple. I mean, quickly, first you just want to pray a prayer of like a blessing and just kind of clear the room and silence the room, and then from there it's just like you could go, Jesus, what do you want me to know? Or you could go, God, is there anywhere in my life that I'm experiencing fear, guilt, or shame? And really you just kind of sit and wait and let Holy Spirit bring you to whatever it is. Sometimes it's a picture, sometimes it's a scripture, sometimes it's a memory. It's really cool that, God's a creator. He made our creative minds. He just will flow with us. And obviously everything, you hear is backed up with scripture, and it's always the voice of love. But if you kind of just start with those things, and then when you get something, you just kind of say, all right, what do you want me to know about the fear I'm experiencing in this? Or, and even if it's just as much as to a memory, it's cool to really sit in that memory and like go back to feeling what you felt in that memory of whatever the guilt or shame was. And then, and the really cool part is to just ask Holy Spirit, now, like, show me where is Jesus in this memory? Because Jesus is always there, right? Like, he'll always be with you in the memory. And then to come out of it, it's just like, okay, what is Jesus doing? Can you picture him now? Can you walk to him? Can you give him the fear? And then whatever it is, fear, the guilt, the shame, anything. It can be more than just those three things, you know, anything God speaks. And then whatever, if you can give it to him, and then you just kind of wait, like, okay, now what did he do with it? And what does he want to give you in return to replace that guilt or that negative emotion that you're giving him? So yeah, that's kind of it in a nutshell. I mean, yeah. I realize that's like a lot of deafness, and it doesn't always have to go, you know, to the fear, guilt, and shame, but I feel like a lot of, at least I'm preaching to myself now, at least a lot of my days, it's like, you know, I'm on edge or something because I feel, you know, I feel like a failure, or I have fear that something's going to happen here, you know? So I feel like the negative emotions just sometimes a good way to start, because it just breaks down that vulnerability and really invites Jesus in to start his healing work. Mm. So.
No, that's really good. Thanks for sharing that. And I think it is true. Like, we don't always realize it, but a lot of the negative feelings that we experience daily do come out of those deeper emotions like fear and shame. And we don't really realize it, especially if it's our norm. And if we become so numb to it because we've just been dealing with it for years or whatever.
Yeah.
It can feel comfortable, but really it's not. That's good.
And I will say, like, you know, professional counseling too, like, of course, that's, I feel mm-hmm. like when people hear healing prayer, they just skip over, like, well, that's what counseling's for. And for sure, I mean, professional counseling is amazing too. So I didn't want to like downgrade any of that, like, professional help with healing prayer, because it definitely can work hand in hand for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. And the cool thing about this is it's something you can do with other people, or you can just do it by yourself with God. And, you know, like, counseling is amazing, but you can do this on the side, just on your own in your bedroom. And so that's what's cool about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jenna. I loved getting the opportunity just to catch up with you and hear some of your answers to these questions. And I think people are just going to love hearing it and hearing what you had to say. So thank you again.
Well, thanks so much. And thanks for your time and just what you're doing. It's incredible, and just way to go for following what you feel like God's led you to do. And it's just been awesome. So thanks for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of Sparkle Speak. As always, you can find us at sparklefaith.com or check out our partners at lifeaudio.com to find other faith-based podcasts that are similar to this one. You can also reach out to us to let us know your story of faith if you feel like it would be helpful in other people exploring their faith journeys. We would love to hear from you, so you can find the link in our show notes and reach out to us there. Otherwise, have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.